This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. The thick, toxic smoke of the last several days in the Northwest has brought warnings from public health officials to stay inside. But of course, many in our area don't have an inside space to go to, or at least not one that's easy to access. Efforts continue to provide smoke shelter for people, and this week, that even included a very unusual day at a large hotel in Seattle. To give us an overview of the situation and explain what happened at the hotel is Scott Greenstone of the Seattle Times Project Homeless Team. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Ed.
Let's start generally. What's the situation right now with unhoused people and smoke?
Yeah, so there are thousands of folks living outside in Seattle and King County at the last count, which was actually before COVID-19 hit. And since COVID-19 hit, a lot of shelters have had to reduce their capacity, move their folks into hotels. There's not necessarily, in King County at least, a lot of space right now for folks who want to come inside. And some folks also don't necessarily want to come inside because of COVID-19. So we've got thousands of folks out here breathing in the smoke, and this is already a very sick population. And so there have been lots of efforts to try and open up more shelters for them to stay inside. And so, for instance, last week, Seattle and King County opened a 100-bed smoke shelter, which I've heard has been full since from Sunday night to Tuesday night.
And even with those efforts, I imagine pressure, generally speaking, to do more as well.
Absolutely. And there's been pressure to open up more hotel rooms. The county has put up hundreds of folks, homeless folks, in hotel rooms. But the city hasn't done very much in that realm. So there's been a lot of pressure on Mayor Jenny Durkin from the city council and from other folks to put people up in hotels.
So this week on social media, something was circulating that looked like a press release from the Hyatt chain of hotels saying that the Hyatt in Seattle was open as a smoke shelter. And then the hotel chain said, no, that's a hoax. What happened there? What's going on?
Yeah, so it began circulating sort of this what looked at first, if you really didn't look very closely, kind of a press release from the Hyatt Corporation started circulating on kind of the Black Lives Matter and environmental activism social media on Instagram, on Twitter. It turned out that this press release was false, but some of the organizers showed up at the Hyatt, the Grand Hyatt in Seattle. One of them told me that the group had focused on the Hyatt because basically the Hyatt had lit up BLM on the side of their building in June in solidarity with Black Lives Matter movement. And so she was saying, this organizer, that if you believe that Black Lives Matter, you know, prove it, 32% of the people in King County who are homeless are Black, as opposed to only 7% of the general population. So, you know, prove it. Open up your rooms.
Yeah. You've been covering homelessness for the Seattle Times for a while now. What's your sense of how people who deal with this issue every day feel about this hoax involving the Hyatt and how helpful it is or isn't to bring attention to the issue?
Yeah, I'm not sure how most of them feel. I was texting someone who, you know, didn't want to necessarily go on the record, who is very central to the effort, has been very central to the effort to get people inside. And she felt that this was more misinformation in the age of misinformation. And so, you know, that it was just ill-informed and not the kind of effort that is going to generate any sort of positive results.
All right. Scott Greenstone of the Seattle Times, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ed.